Hey Daniel, guess what?
What is it, Emma?
Burnley College is in the running for the Cyber School of the Year at the National Cyber Awards this year.
I see, so it's a finalist.
Exactly, and it's really exciting because they're launching a new T-level pathway next month.
Oh right, that's big. What kind of skills will they be focusing on?
They're going to give students practical skills through real-world work placements with top cyber companies.
So it's hands-on learning, not just classroom stuff.
That's right, and this recognition shows how committed Burnley College is to shaping the future of cyber education.
Yeah, it must be hard to be a finalist when there are hundreds of nominations.
It really is, and the awards are a big deal in the sector.
What happens next?
The winners are going to be announced on Monday, 29 September 2025, Inches, London.
So there's still time to build up the suspense.
Definitely, and this comes at a pivotal moment for the college.
How so?
They've made big investments in top-notch facilities and forward-thinking curricula.
That must be a big factor in their success.
Absolutely, and the interim principal, Kate Wallace, is really proud of the team.
What did she say?
She said the nomination shows the dedication of students, staff and partners in pushing boundaries and setting new standards.
That's a great quote. It shows collaboration is key.
Exactly, and they work with IT companies and even global aerospace giants.
Wow, that connects back to our aerospace focus here in the Northwest.
You're right, Daniel, and one of their standout achievements is the new Security Operations Centre.
What's that?
It's a state-of-the-art SOCH they unveiled in 2024, with help from Parliamentary Secretary Abina Oponaseya MP.
Sounds impressive. What does it do?
It simulates real-world cyber incidents, giving students hands-on experience in identifying and stopping cyber threats.
That's exactly what's needed to close the skills gap.
Right, and Burnley College is all about addressing the national skills gap in cybersecurity.
They're launching a new T-level in digital support services with a cybersecurity focus this September.
Yes, and it will make advanced cyber qualifications more accessible while promoting inclusivity.
That's a smart move. It helps more people get into the field.
Their students have already been doing well, like winning first place in the Lancashire College's Cyber Championship.
Wow, that is so cool. Any other achievements?
They also had standout performances at World Skills competitions.
That's huge recognition on an international stage.
Definitely, and it shows they're training talent ready to compete globally.
I wonder what their industry hub project was about.
It was a finalist in the Project of the Year College category at the Education Estate Awards.
That's another feather in their cap.
For sure, and Burnley College is still accepting applications.
So people can still join if they want to get into cybersecurity or other fields.
Right, they offer courses in cybersecurity, construction, health and social care, and business.
That's a great range. It really opens up opportunities.
And they have that new digital support and security T-level program.
I think this is a perfect example of how education and industry can work together.
Agreed, Burnley College is setting a high standard for cyber education.
And it's great to see them recognized at a national level.
So until next time, keep an eye out for the awards ceremony on 29 September 2025.
And if you want to learn more about Burnley College, visit their website to find out about their courses.
That's all for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe for more updates.